This is episode 127 of UFO Encounters. In this episode, I'm talking about the 1974 Bowen Mountains UFO incident. On the night of 23 January 1974, the Bowen Mountains were not expecting history. The villages at their feet, places like Landrillo and the communities scattered around Bala, were used to darkness, weather and distance. But at around 8:38 p.m, that familiar silence was broken by something sudden and disorientating. A loud explosion-like sound, a tremor that shook homes, and reports of unusual lights in the sky. In the hours that followed, police, rescue teams and local people all behaved as though something real had come down on the mountain. That is why the Bowen incident still grips the imagination. It was not born of a campfire story, it began as an event. For the people who experienced it, the first sensation was not mystery, but force. Houses shook and windows rattled. Some later described it as a deep thud, others as an explosion. In an ordinary town, such a shock might have been puzzling enough. In a rural Welsh valley beneath a Black Mountain range, it felt charged with urgency. The Institute of Geological Sciences, now part of the British Geological Survey, later identified an earthquake in the Bala area of magnitude 3.5, recorded at 8:38 p.m. On the night itself, people did not step outside saying, "That was an earthquake." They stepped outside, wondering what had hit the mountain. And then there were the lights. Residents described seeing bright objects or lights over the Berwyn area, and some thought something had descended toward the mountain. Contemporary press coverage, as summarised in later archival and scientific reviews, says police received reports of what appeared to be a fiery object or a meteor-like body coming down near Cader Throwen, not far from Landrillo. Coast Guard and police observations from farther afield also spoke of green and bright flaring phenomena over Wales and nearby regions. The most striking descriptions came from people who said that, after the bang and tremor, they could see a powerful red light on the mountainside. In the released files, one witness described it in memorable terms as a bright red light like a coal fire red, adding that it was a large perfect circle and like a big bonfire. The same witness said they could see lights above and to the right of it, and white lights moving to the bottom. Another detail is that the light changed colour to yellowish-white and back again, suggesting something active rather than static. This is one of the clearest descriptions we have of what people believed was actually present on the mountain. That description does not sound vague or hesitant. The witness was not merely saying there was a strange glow somewhere in the darkness. They were describing shape, colour and movement. A red circular light, fire-like in intensity, with smaller lights around it and below it. There was also a report relayed through police channels that night which adds to the sense that something visible appeared to be on the mountain. A message reported from the scene said, "There's been a large explosion in the area and there is a large fire on the mountainside. I can see the fire from where I am." Whether the observer believed they were looking at wreckage, flame or something more unusual, the key point is that this was treated in the moment as a visible, grounded event on the mountainside. It was not only an object in the sky, it was something that people felt they could see on the slope. One of the best-known witnesses connected with the incident was Pat Evans, the district nurse. After hearing the explosion-like sound, she believed something had come down and that people might need medical help. She drove towards the Berwyns. She is associated not just with hearing the disturbance, but with seeing a large glowing presence on the hillside. Accounts of what she said describe her seeing a huge glowing object, sometimes describing it as pulsating, with smaller lights nearby. The image is not of a neat aircraft shape lit by flood lamps. It is of something luminous and striking in the distance, something that seemed to dominate part of the mountain. She was not heading out for a thrill or to investigate a rumour. She was going because she thought there had been a crash and that injured people might be waiting in the cold. So when she saw a bright presence on the mountain, she saw it in a highly focused, practical frame of mind. Another witness often associated with the sight of something on the mountainside is Hugh Lloyd. His name is strongly linked with the impression of a pulsating light in the Berwyn area. History's summary of the case says he later described the sight as pulsating with otherworldly light. Local police were quickly inundated with calls. Officers checked with RAF Valley and air traffic control and treated the situation as though a plane might have crashed. Within an hour, roughly 10 officers had begun searching the Berwyn Mountains where lights had been reported, and emergency services were alerted. The search was later joined by an RAF mountain rescue team and other specialists. Whatever explanation one favours today, that immediate reaction is one of the most revealing parts of the story. Officialdom did not dismiss the night out of hand. In the moment, the event seemed serious enough to justify a real search of real mountains in winter darkness. Plenty of UFO stories consist of a single odd light and a lot of hindsight. Berwyn was different. There was physical sensation, there was fear, and there was multiple government agencies involved. Villagers were asking whether an aircraft had gone down or whether there might be injured people on the mountain. Among the most often repeated personal accounts is that of Pat Evans, a district nurse whose recollections entered the public story years later. In later retellings, Evans said that after hearing the disturbance, she believed an aircraft had crashed and drove toward the mountain in case help was needed. Versions of her account describe her seeing a large glowing object or glow on the hillside with smaller lights nearby that she took to be people with torches or activity around the site. Another remembered witness, Hugh Lloyd, later described being at home as a boy when the shock came, a thud so abrupt and startling that it remained vivid decades later. Later, the event acquired the name the Welsh Roswell, or more playfully, Roswelsh. That label came much later, after years of retelling had transformed a difficult night into a national mystery. But if one concentrates on the hours themselves, as one should, the atmosphere is less cinematic and more uncanny. There is a report of an astronomical explanation. There's some people who say there was a bright meteor or fireball seen over Wales and northern England, possibly green in colour, that could account for at least some of the lights. The official record leans toward the earthquake plus meteor explanation. The National Archives contains brief details of the Berwyn Mountains incident, and later declassified material has been cited as supporting the view that the event involved a seismic shock together with a meteor-like phenomenon. Later analysis argues that, had the disturbance been caused by a crashing aircraft or object of the sort imagined in later legend, the physical evidence would have been unmistakable. The coincidence of a meteor and an earthquake happening close together over a mountain landscape at the same time is highly unlikely. More than 50 years on, the Berwyn Mountains incident remains compelling precisely because the mystery began before anyone had time to theorise. The people who lived through it did not first encounter it as a UFO case, a folklore motif, or a debunking exercise. They encountered it as a disturbance in the order of things. The earth moved and the sky flashed. The mountains seemed to answer back. In that narrow corridor of time between event and explanation, the Berwyns became a stage on which several realities appeared to meet. An earthquake, unusual lights on the mountain, and multiple witnesses. This episode I was talking about the 1974 Berwyn Mountains UFO incident. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO podcast, when you sign up, you can get an extended episode every week, or you can get an extended episode every month. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFOpodcast. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.